I was working at that place at Willowstone for a little bit, and sadly they had to let us go because of COVID. They had to let like six people go. But like, even just noticing that, just like, yeah, the difference of like, I have to just like blow glass. I have to hustle 24/7. I can't really just like wait to have to go in to get hours. I have to just get the hours because,
dude, it's even fucking. Even when you put those hours in, doesn't mean you get any money out of it.
No, exactly. That's the best part that I try to explain to homies.
It's like, just because I was there 6 hours doesn't mean I made any money.
It's like, I was there, you know, 100 hours this week. Doesn't mean I get a paycheck for it.
Fuck yeah. Okay, here we go. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 16 of the podcast. Today is a very special episode. I have a guest here today, as you can see. Today we have my friend, Pop D, glass artist, Papa D, new Papa to the game. Welcome, dude. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me today. And it's been a minute, guys. Me and Vince have not had a chance to hang out since the pandemic started because everyone's just been kind of hunkering down and staying home. So, just grateful that Vince was down to come in today and do this with me because we've been really wanting to do a guest episode for a while. So this is sweet. And then a couple of things before we get into the episode. Don't forget, we have the Hedy Hawaii drop coming up. Cash sells Hedy Glass is already happening and I guess sold out, pre-sold. I'm not really sure, obviously. I don't know what's going on. My wife does. But the Hedy Hawaii drop is coming up. Going to be over 90 pieces available at Hedy Hawaii. So anybody that's looking for those clear RBRs, the more affordable stuff, they're going to be dropping there, and they're also going to have some colored stuff as well. And all the pre-sale stuff has been shipped, so you guys will be seeing those soon. If you don't get them this week, you'll probably get them the following Monday after this podcast. And fuck yeah, let's get into it. So Vince.
What's good, brother? Again, thank you real quick, too. I wanted to say thank you for having me. When you texted me a couple days ago about it, I was like, dude, normally we always get to hang out and just chill. So it's like, yeah, this recent past couple of months has been, you know, a little strange for everyone. So fuck, it was really, when I saw that message, I just like got so lit up. I was like, dude, of course, like if you're comfortable with me coming down, like, you know, let's hang fuck out. Yeah, dude. Fucking, let's come, like, yeah, it's just been so long that I feel like people need to still remember that, you know, if everything's okay, you can still hang out with your friends and your families.
Yeah, within your social group.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason for you to not to be able to, you know, be with them.
Well, even in our state, they're just saying, like, groups, like, 10 or less, and if you are hanging out, like, be cautious. Like, you know, if you're not feeling well, don't go hang out with the group and shit like that. So both me and Vince are feeling great.
Yeah, exactly.
So we are practicing that safe semi-social distancing. He has his own joint. That's the only safety we're doing right now, really.
Yeah, look at that.
You know, but, dude,
this should be the new standard anyway for everyone should just always have their own
honestly,
joy.
That's
I
feel like people, I mean, all the things people are doing with masks and all this stuff now, I feel like, you know, maybe there will be some things from it that come with benefits. Like maybe the flu season will be a little bit less intense this year just because people are so cautious about washing their hands and everything. So as much as it sucks, like maybe it'll be a new thing that like help humans practice, you know,
just a reminder that
cleanliness
we needed.
Or
yeah,
just,
like,
you know, being aware.
It's kind of silly that we needed the reminder, but it was like, this is kind of the extent that it had to go to be like, hey guys, you know, the normal things we're doing every day, just, you know, be a little bit more precautious when you're doing them.
Absolutely.
Like, take a couple more seconds to actually think about those decisions. It might be something simple, but, you know, washing your hands after you touch something.
Yeah, dude.
You know, who knows what you just touched. So, yeah, but we forgot about it.
Completely different subject, but I've been wanting to talk to you about it. I kind of wanted to let you do your thing for a while with it, but what's it like, dude? What's it like being a dad?
Oh, dude.
I got to know. Tell me a little bit.
So, yeah, Nova just turned 3 months, actually, last Monday, and it's been honestly very surreal, dude. Like, I mean, the learning experience, I feel like even though she's not talking to me yet, telepathically she's communing with me just – even when I'm not with her, she's like telling me, like, just in my mind, like, bro, you gotta keep sharp. You know, like, I was working hard before, but now I just feel like, you know, it's like overdrive.
And you hear people say that. You always hear people say, oh, once your kids get here, it's like everything changed. You work so hard. And it is the truth.
And then really.
But it's words you can't even describe, like, why you start working so hard. It's like, cause I get these, like, fears and stresses of just, like, you know, when she's 10 years old and she's like, dad, I need a new pair of rollerblades or this or that. I have to go to this camping trip or do this to my friends. Like, I want to be able to be one of those parents that are like, yeah, here's the I can afford. So you can do these things with your friends and pursue this sport or this hobby. And that's one of the things that's scary about being a glassblower, because this is such a gambling industry. There's no 401k. There's no retirement unless you build it yourself.
There's no paycheck at the end of the week unless you make it.
You know, we were just talking about before maybe the podcast was starting, I'm not sure, but we were talking about how, like, even if you go to the studio and work for 6 hours, that doesn't mean that you're going to get paid. Exactly. You could spend 6 to 8 hours working. That doesn't mean you get paid. Oh, yeah, I got ashtray here, bro.
Oh, okay. I was like,
boom.
Perfect. There we go. Thank you.
So yeah, dude. So she turned 3 months. I mean, is there are you guys like getting any sleep? Because like when Estelle got here, she didn't sleep, but she was.
So I don't want to like brag or anything, but I mean, Nova has for the moment being a really good baby. Like,
fuck yeah,
because I've been reading like you know books, and I remember my sisters being young, and like we're able to get our sleep, dude. We'll get 8 hours easy. Like Adriana has to wake up to feed her. Is all she'll have to set an alarm to feed her. But like
every hour and a half or so or whatever.
No,
it is.
Now I think it's like a 4 hour mark.
Yeah,
it's like a 4 hour mark, and now she's drinking a lot more.
My baby.
So it's like it's the time in between. But no, like I think last night, like I didn't even hear them wake up.
Fuck,
like
dude.
It's like that. She says I get up real quick, do it, then I'm back.
Oh,
out,
dude, when down Cassie there. Would have to get up to feed the baby, I had to wake up too and sit up and stay awake and endure it with her. We just, you know, everyone does stuff differently.
Yeah, but, you got to have a tea there.
But Estelle, though, dude, that girl did not sleep. She was in a brace the first 3 months of her life. She was in, this full, body brace thing. She had hip dysplasia. So, she couldn't move or anything. So, 3 months like that, she was always uncomfortable, screaming and crying. She had to sleep on my chest every night.
I know it's probably because of that. That's why she wanted to be with you all the time. Because Nova loves to sleep in the bed with us. But we can put her in the bassinet. As soon as she knocks out, we can place her in the bassinet.
That's nice, dude. Yeah,
she won't wake up till
my kiddo sleeps on me or the wife. It's but honestly, dude, I like in the beginning, I was a little bit like, oh, we're never gonna sleep comfortable again for this long or whatever. But it's funny. It's like as you do it longer and longer, you realize you're like, man, this is going by so quick. Like this time where she's like, I'm like waking up in the morning, my baby's right there, I'm cuddling with her, I'm smelling her, like I'm around my kiddo like that, like this isn't forever.
Yeah.
And but a year or two ago, I'd be stressed out that like, oh God, this is taking so long. I'm never going to sleep. Like, because you know me, dude, I work till.
You need your sleep when you
work.
Yeah.
So when I finally get to sleep, it's only for 4 hours maybe. And if the baby isn't sleeping, then I don't sleep at all. And I still the next day have to wake up and do the same thing 7 days a week. There's no days off or breaks. So in the beginning there, me and Cassie, our mental psyche, oh my God, we were having a tough time, but we've made it through it. Estelle's a little older now. She's a little bit more manageable.
Nice.
But I don't mind her sleeping in bed anymore. I'm like, you know what? Like, before I know it, she's going to be 10 years old. She's going to be hanging out with her friends. She's going to not give a fuck about me. She's going to be like, I want to go do this.
And that's how I try to look at it, too. It's like, while she's in the... Because everyone's always saying, now I really see it. Like, oh, it's going to go by so fast. And literally 3 months, I still remember every moment being in the hospital of when it went down.
Oh, yeah.
But I blinked and now we're 3 months here. And like, so yeah, I do enjoy that she does sleep with us. And when she does get fussy, like I'm just trying to like immerse myself is what I told myself. Cause you know, we still have to work hard. We still have to balance, you know, work, family. And then of course our mental state of being ourselves.
Yeah.
So like, I just figured what I've been trying to practice is just, you know, when I'm there, just be fully present in the moment, you know, like put
that's
the phone down, you know, don't play any games at that time. You'll play your games on your time. But like,
that's what I have to get better with,
just
the
like,
phone.
Just try to immerse. I know it's so hard cause that's how we run our business, dude. Like people don't understand like, that phone now, it's not just like, oh, I'm just out here, you know, messing around. It's the livelihood of how our business runs. Customer
100%.
Service, orders, tons of things. You already know. So it's like...
Yeah, it's my whole... If I didn't have Instagram, I probably would have never moved to Colorado, made it out of New York. And with glass blowing, I probably wouldn't have made it. I probably wouldn't be where I am right now.
I've never sold a piece of glass besides on Instagram.
Fuck yeah.
I've done cash shows to the homies, you know, locally, of course, but all my online transactions,
I would say 99% of mine's been Instagram too. There's not even, I mean, back in the day, in the beginning for a little bit, I was going to festivals and stuff and selling shit at festivals out of like a gun case, you know, the gun case you buy and film with spoons and shit.
Do it at old school.
Yeah, I did that for like a summer. But then after that summer, once that October 2013 hit, I did Champs Trade Show, dude.
I remember, dude. That's where I met you.
Is that, dude, was it 13 or 14?
It was your first Traps trade show here at Denver.
Oh, so was it 13?
Yep. I pulled up to the table. You were already fully sold out. I was like, really? Of course. But we got to chat for a little bit. And then, that's kind of where it began, dude. It's kind of crazy because that was literally your first show, you told me.
That's so crazy,
and
dude.
You had moved out, right?
Yeah, of all that. 2014, I moved out. And then, dude, I remember in 2015, I moved down here to the Springs. And it was like you and Blake were like the first people to kind of like hit me up. And like, oh, dude, let's kick it. Like, I heard you moved down to the Springs. Like. Yeah, you guys were so welcoming.
I just got on the torch. I believe me, Blake, and Kyle, we had that little spot.
Yeah,
just
like
not
little
too far.
Shed. It was
literally
little
like
shed.
A little 12 by 12 show. We had four dudes in there because my buddy Campbell was in there,
I was
too.
So shocked. I was like, there's four
and
dudes in there blowing
it was
glass.
Just like a wild show. But I remember you had just moved, gotten in the area, and Blake had come by, and you guys had swung by. And, dude, that's like when we were able to reconnect. And that's when I was able to start coming over and see really, like, the true machine behind they did do like, Evan. Like, because I've always followed you for so long, and I've, you know, collected your art, and it was just like... But bro, when I really got to see you work, it was just like, wow. Because at that point, like, I was like at really fresh in my glass blowing when we had first met. And I was just like, I had that drive, but you really was like, it gave me like this super sane feeling, dude, where it's like, I gotta really push myself. Like,
thank you, dude.
Evan's out here fucking hustling, dude.
Honestly, dude, for me, it's like, I feel like it's like I just didn't know what else to do with myself. It's kind of like that thing, like people say, like idle hands. It's like, I just wanted to keep busy, keep moving, because I don't know, man, like we all like, you know, we all have our mental things we deal with and go through and stuff. And I think for me, if I stay busy, it helps me not get so hung up in the things I have no control over.
Exactly.
I feel like, you know, sometimes if I'm just sitting inside getting stoned or something, I can take a situation that's not even a big deal and overthink it. Or like something I said to someone or how someone replied to me and I'm like, I overthink it. I'm like, what did it mean, this or that? And
when it really, you know, you're taking it over.
Yeah,
what it could have
been. Then the next day when I, and what I've been doing lately, dude, is the next, like that night, I'm freaking out, I have an anxiety thing happening. And I just tell myself, I'm like, dude, when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to feel fine. It'll be a new day. Because that's the truth. It's like the next day when I wake up, like all the pains I was feeling, all the stresses I was feeling, like I start new and it's like fresh. And like, dude, I see my daughter and she wakes up and we're just, it's just, you know.
And that's
just
how it really is, dude. I mean, it's a silly saying, but like each day truly is a blessing. Because like, you think about it, you have just a new, fresh set of opportunities.
For
sure.
Yeah,
the stresses from yesterday, the bull crap, all the things you're dealing with, they're there. You know they're there.
Yeah.
But now you have a fresh new opportunity, a whole new day to, you know, get ahead, to right those wrongs.
Definitely.
And to also make, you know, better yourself.
And try your best again. It's like, it's like restarting, you know? It's like you can't get hung up too much in the past as much as you can't predict the future. You just got to, you know, stay within the present, just like we were talking about before the podcast, whatever. But yeah, dude, I'm really happy to hear that the baby's sleeping good for you guys and that you guys are doing good. Like, I was just, I was so excited when you told me you were going to have a baby and, you know, I was just like, I was just praying. I was like, I hope that baby's a good baby so Vince can keep crushing and doing his thing, because it's tough, man. Like,
a
lot of people listening, there's people listening that have kids, that have families, that there's people that want to blow glass, that want to pursue an art, that want to pursue their dream, but they're literally can't because they're sacrificing it for their children. They're like, you know what? I need to work this job. Even though I hate this job, I need to keep doing it so my kids have a livelihood. Like, me and you were lucky that we can keep pursuing our art and be parents.
Yeah, dude. Like,
so
the feeling of like the admiration of my mom now is just like, this woman was a, you know, single parent with four kids, and it's like she hustled. That's all she did was for us. Like, and like you said, she put whatever she may have loved, whatever her desires were, on pause just for like, so to, yeah, like you're saying, to be in a situation where you can, you know, do what you love. And you know, I literally owe everything to Adriana, though. Like, she is my rock, dude. Like, I could not figure out how else I could have someone as strong as Adriana. Is like, she literally supports, you know, this glass blowing thing, you know, from day one. She saw me blowing glass in a little shed, just doing, not knowing what the hell
she
I'm doing, to
dream.
Like, you know, 5 years of, I'd like to say, like a pretty successful business, you know.
Dude, if you're
very
still,
happy
if
with
you're
it,
still
so.
In business after 5 years, if you're still selling glass, if you still have people that comment and like your stuff every day, then you're doing it, dude.
Exactly.
You know
it's
what
like,
I mean? You're doing it.
I'm not here trying to make millions of dollars. You know, that's a goal we would love to attain.
Yeah,
but
like we would love
I'm here to.
But dude, let me tell you. I'll tell you something right now from someone that does like scale and big orders. To make millions of dollars in glass blowing, it would require because it just requires so much material and overhead for stuff.
Yeah.
And like, to make millions, you would literally need a bunch of people working for you, unless you were charging like hundreds of thousands of dollars per piece.
Exactly.
Which is not realistic. Like, once you start hitting numbers like 10K, 20K, 30K for a piece of glass, your market just shrinks. There's like about 10 people that are going to buy that right now. But honestly, in the future, like how I feel about this, guys, is that down the road is like, you see more like wealthy and famous people that are like buying glass, and then they compete with their friends, like who has the hottest piece here and there. Then, you know, there might be, you know, different paths where like wealthy people and like stuff want to buy pieces that are 30, 40K, 100K. But honestly, my thing isn't that. That's not my goal. My goal is to get as many people possible experiencing my function.
Dude,
because I put so much time and energy into like function and refining it. And like, I smoke and I do these podcasts and we talk about tons of function. Like, it's like my whole, that's what excites me. Like, for you, I feel like it's a mix. Like, when you, like, the things that like keep you up at night about glass, or the things that get you excited to get on that torch, is like a blend of function and art, like drawing.
Artistry, like I want it to function for sure. You want to have a quality vessel, but like, yeah, like I'm just trying to find things that are just saying, not from here.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Just trying to find my path. And 5 years in, and I feel like it's a very hard thing, dude. Like,
5 years already.
Yeah, like,
man.
Dude, we talk about like this whole art thing, you know, like we always say, like, we're builders. I feel like I can build the piece now. I'm an architect. I know how to design things and put it together, but like, I'm still truly trying to understand what it means to like be an artist and encapsulate that. Like, it's a really crazy, tripped out freaking experience. Yeah, and like,
this is how beautiful
I look at it is, you know, like you were saying, like my goal is, like how you were saying, function and to get that across to everyone. It's the same goal with me, you know. Now today, I believe there's got to be at least 1 million glassblowers.
Yeah,
easily, right? in the world. Like, yeah. And at that point, you know, when someone hits me up, you know, directly, at that point, I feel like the compliment, you know, they've done me the best compliment.
Just them reaching out with interest.
Because you had 1 million other options. I love my art, and I still have so much where to go. But dude, there's amazing art out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are artists out there that are destroying the game. And you telling me you really chose me at that point, like, it's I'm here to work with you. So like being able to work with anyone and get art to everyone is that's truly my passion, is that if you can share an experience with me, then man, like, we're doing something pretty cool.
Exactly. And I'm in the same boat as you there. And one of the things that I'm having an issue with as business has gotten a little bit crazy is that I'm having a hard time, like, you know, the customers that just reach out, maybe they're not going to buy anything, they just want to know how much something is so they can see if it's within in their price range or something they could actually afford someday. Because nowadays, it's a glass industry, the prices jump all the way from $10 to $100,000. So, like, customers don't know.
Yeah.
And us glassblowers can see, like, the value and the intricacies of certain pieces, but certain customers don't see. They're like, why is that one $1,000 and this one's $10,000? Like, I don't understand. So my thing is, just people reaching out is the greatest compliment. I agree to you.
Literally.
And one of my biggest problems is I can't even DM those people back.
I know, like,
I literally have hundreds of people reach out that just like, hey, how much is this? Or just saying something nice. I have people reach out, just say something nice to me.
You can't even see the messages.
I can't even, and that's probably one of the weakest parts of my business right now, is that I'm not able to just say thank you or get back to everyone. But then I sometimes listen to podcasts with people that have these huge businesses that used to just run it out of their garage and talk to every customer. And they're like, yeah, at a certain point, things grow so much that in order for you to do your best work and get your products to the masses, like, you can't be talking to every single person.
Customer service, you know, customer service is always going to be there, but that really fine tuning, you know, intimate, like being able to take the time to really, you know, say thank you to someone, like, and just, you know, catch up with them, even if it's just a quick inquiry, like, that is going to get.
But in my mind, I didn't grow up with, like, a bunch of money. Like, I had a good life. My parents took, like, they always took care of me, but we, like, weren't, like, rich people or anything. And, like, so from my perspective, when I'm not getting back to people, I feel like I'm insulting them.
Right. You know what I mean? Exactly. And like, I feel literally the same way.
Even like this, like, I have people that leave, like, a super nice comment. They'll be, like, a paragraph long. Or they'll answer, like, say a customer's, like, why is this function like this? And I have another customer answer for me. I wish to all these people, I could just be like, dude, thank you for taking the time to write that whole thing for that person. Explain, like, I just want people to know, guys, I see a lot of this stuff and appreciate it, but I have a hard time getting back to everything and just...
I can imagine. I have a very hard time, and, you know, my customer base is, I got a pretty nice one, but, dude, like, I believe fucking the RBR is one of the hottest items that have ever hit the glass market ever, dude.
Oh, wow.
And I can only imagine supply and demand trying to keep up with that, dude. So I congratulate you and Cassie for literally making such a immaculate business as it is. Like, you're still growing, dude.
Yeah,
dude, like, you have had it so refined because, dude, like I said, I've been collecting glass little over 10 years. I had a head shop for 5 years here in the Springs with my best friend. And
I'd love to hear more about that.
I purchased so much glass over my life, but dude, I've never seen art fly the way these RBRs fly, brother.
And you know,
you have a product that's just, you know, quality,
dude, it's
and
just,
the price point is just right there.
I think one of the things with the RBR, though, is that it's not so much a game changer when it comes to shaping or anything like that. What it is, I really think, dude, is like, that I've shared this whole journey with the internet, and a lot of people have watched me grow. They've seen these pieces progress from like what they were into what they are now. So I think it's just all the time and energy I've put into just like showing people, because like the RBR is a really great functional piece, but do you know how many amazing recyclers there are out there? So many guys out there make a killer recycler. They function crazy, including my friend Vince right here.
I see a new one every day, and that's like the hardest thing is, as an artist, how do you say you're an artist when it's so hard to like, oh man, my thing kind of looks like his. And it's just like,
you know,
that balance of just like, oh, kind of just kind of putting a mental note like, hey, it's okay if mine kind of looks like that guy's. I'm still working on mine. Eventually, when I took my first class a couple years ago, me and Kyle went down to Bomb Diggity, and Eugene had us down there. And one of the things that resonated me with the most is he says, you know, it's like, it's okay, dude. Like the whole biting thing, don't get caught up on that stuff. You know, like, if you think about it, back in the day, there was only so many pipe styles. Mm-hmm. And everyone just made the same thing because, like, that's what it was. It's a wave. It's a style. It's a fashion, almost like fashion, where it's, like, a trend. And all it is for you to, you know, you see the item. Maybe the first one you make, change it up 10%. And then the next time you make it, change it up another 10%. And by the time you get down to, you know, down the line, you're going to have yourself, I promise you, he said, something that's one of a kind.
For sure.
And he says 100%. It just takes refinement and so much practice.
We all build off each other. Yeah. Like, that's kind of how it works. Like, yeah. I wasn't the first person to make a doer bubbler. Right. I wasn't the first person to make a recycler. And honestly, I bet you could go back into 2010 or 11 and find a recycler. It might not look exactly the same, but it's the same mechanics.
Right.
It's like just this overflow. Whereas, like, this recycler, it's pumping up through a condensed line. That would say it was more of a traditional style recycler, whereas this is weird. Like, on paper, people would be like, well, that doesn't, you know, the drain's supposed to be way high up. So like,
why is it level with
everything? Really just, So it's, but it also, the RBR hits kind of those aesthetics of like a traditional, like, scientific bubbler, you know, that you would get back in the day.
Yeah, like a nice little Toro bubble.
But yeah, dude, with biting and stuff, like, I don't, like, with people remaking RBRs, like, that's why I don't get mad at that shit because, excuse me, this is a very simple design. Why wouldn't someone else remake
it? It's a good design. It's a quality design.
And I've built up a demand for it. So if I can't meet the demand, someone else is going to come in with a similar product and sell it to the people that want to buy RBRs. That's fine. What I don't like, though, is when people call it an RBR.
Right.
Because it's not the refined bell recycler. I didn't make that. And they didn't refine anything. They just, you know, remade. They started it where I've gotten it to. And they're like, okay. You know, so like, I'm fine with people making them. Just call it something else. Call it your own thing.
Figure out a name for it. You know, like, it takes a couple seconds to make
get make your own name.
And make a cool name for it. Yeah, come on.
Like you've already spent all this time building it. Make your own name, too.
I get, like, maybe the first one's like, oh, you know, this one's heavily inspired by the RBR.
Because there's a bunch of dudes that are making badass doer-style recyclers like this right now, and they're fucking sick. And, like, and I love it. And these dudes tag me, and, like, I love the work they're doing, and that's where it's cool. It's just when you have some people that are, like, selling it, and they're trying to take advantage of people. When I see someone call it an RBR and I didn't make it, I'm like, well, you're trying to tell someone that this is my product.
Yeah, you're using the marketing.
So to me, like, someone can't be like, oh, you don't own the RBR design. No, but what I'm saying is you're taking advantage of customers. So right out the gate, you're already trying to trick someone. So to me, that's shady.
Yeah, that's
so I don't care if people make the exact same product. It's like, just make it your own, though. Like, call it something else. That way customers aren't confused. Even if it looks exactly the same, they're like, well, it's an RBR. That's fine. You, as a person creating it and selling it, though, didn't tell them that.
Yeah,
though.
You didn't tell
them. Let them make their own assumptions. People will call it an RBR even if you don't. But as some person selling it and posting it, just call it your own thing. That's my only thing, just so people aren't confused. Because you wouldn't believe how many emails I get.
Oh, is this an RBR?
Yeah, and I'm like,
is it a good product?
I'm like, I didn't make that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I didn't make that. You know, and that's the thing we run into.
No, that's just a big issue because, at that point, you know, they're discrediting the hard work that you've kind of put into it because, you know, you've really marketed it. Like I said, the demand and the supply that you've created for this is in its own thing, its own, story.
That's where Cassie kind of gets mad is because, what she sees is she sees all these, like, late nights. She sees all the vacations we've never taken, all the things we've never done to our house, all the things I haven't finished around the house because all I do is work 24/7, and she's on board too. She believes in the dream. That's why this company has been built up by Cassandra just because she does all, like, this, like, she gets all the things moving that I don't know how to do. I don't know how to, like, keep all the material stock, keep all the bills paid, keep all the shops happy. She does all the invoices, wholesale orders. She's doing all the clothing, apparel, everything. It's just, because I know you do this by yourself, right?
No, I mean, Andrew and husband, what she can. Like, she's always helping with shipping. But she has her own. Yeah, she has her own.
And she's, you know, she's
got. And now with the baby, so I try to help her now as much as possible.
So, like, you're the customer service guy, right?
But, dude, yeah.
Are you the shipping guy?
I do absolutely everything. Adrian helps me with all my shipping, though, and it's gotten down. We got that new pack and shipping from home where we can just get everything labeled out.
Bro.
So that right there has cut out so much time where I can actually now, you know, blow glass more, spend time with her and the baby. Like, so, but just being, like you said, the supportive backbone is, like, the biggest thing to know that I can rage here because I got, you know, I got my
100%.
Strength. I got my hearth back at home that's taking care of business, too. Like,
well, dude, props like you said, to you, man.
It's a team effort, and our ladies, they take care of us, dude.
Definitely, dude. But props to you, though, because doing all that, dude, all that time you spend shipping, all the time you spend DMing people, that's time you could be making more stuff like this to take care of Nova and your lady. You know what I mean? So, like, you doing that for the customers and doing all the extra work, and then you give people great prices on good, like on your glass and everything. Like, this is, you know, like, I hope people understand, like, how hard you work.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? I hope they understand how hard you work because you work your ass off.
Yeah.
I work my ass off too, guys, but I would say a lot of glass blowers out there, that's what we have to do. And I'm just one of the assholes that posts way too much on Instagram. So I'm showing it all. But most of these guys are killing themselves to just ship everything, talk to everyone, make the glass. Like, this is, I'm not the only one.
No, what I enjoy too is that you always even put up the bull crap, because like you should, like, it just doesn't even faze you now. Like the broken pieces, like so many artists still like don't put stuff that up because it really still fucks with them so hard. And it shows in their hearts, like, man, like, I can't just be posting up because it really gives you like a demoralizing, but what you do, to see that you post up anything, like whatever, just the content,
dude,
like
it's liberating.
It shows that you literally are just, you've got this drive, dude, that's like, it's truly inspiring, bro. It really is.
But it's
I've worked hard the last 5 years, but like, there's always a saying on Trailer Park Boys that I like, where Julian says to Ricky, he's like, oh, I know you may be working hard, you may be doing your best, but it's not that good. It's just not that good, Ricky.
Yeah.
And it's just because, you know, you could be working harder. So
that's hilarious.
So it's not like a mean way or anything. It's just a way to look at it.
That's the truth, though. Yeah. Even your best sometimes isn't enough. But then you have to keep pushing forward and knowing that, hey, I maybe have to do my best for a few years before something really catches. It's a brutal industry. And any art, being an artist is a tough thing.
Dude.
Myself, I'm doing like a lot of like, you know, obviously the RBR, I'm doing like, it's like more production, but it's all handmade. So that's the one weird thing about my glass. Like we have the lathes, but I'm not good enough at it yet, dude.
Right, that's going to take forever to practice.
Yeah, like I've made some stuff and it came out good, but I'm like, you know what? That could be a little bit cleaner if I did a handmade still.
Right. So, like, you know, like, so anytime I get any type of new tech or new tool, like it takes me forever to refine it to where it's like, okay, now I can actually introduce that to the, like, you know, to my platform where it's available.
Definitely.
There's so much tech I'm working on, but I can't offer it just yet because I feel like, oh, I still don't even know how it really works. Like, I can't imagine
working
a lathe, dude. That's like, because this is how we work, is with our hands. And now, like, whoa, that's
like
a whole new
ball
game.
I have so many pieces I want to put out and stuff I want to do, though, but I'm just trying to fill the orders that, like, Cassie has booked. And it's like, people are like, when's this next new thing coming out? I'm like, I got to get this thing. And, like, I have all this equipment I'm buying for other projects that are more, like, sculpting, like, art stuff. That, like, I have things I want to do that, like, is so different than this. But it's like, I can't really pursue it right now because I have to stay committed to what I'm trying to build with Bear Mountain. And at the end of the day, I look at all that. I'm like, dude, you're only at year 7. Mike Luna's been doing this since 1999.
Really? Dang. 99?
99.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, I was 9 years old then. I was like, I need to be less hard on myself and know that I'm giving 110% and patience is a virtue. I need to just take my time and know that you can't rush a lot of this stuff. Like, there will be time to make the, you know, the art I want to make. There will be time to pursue the new designs, but, you know, it can't all happen at once.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I also
patience,
I need time to be a dad too, so I can't, you know, I can't do everything.
If one thing glass art has literally shown me, it's patience, dude.
Bro, I feel like a monk at this point with, like, everything with having a baby and, like, all the sleep deprivation and just the constant crushing and all the ups and downs, like every day, like some crazy bill we didn't expect just because of all the things we have going on.
Just coming in, yeah.
It's just
random,
it's
little
just so much
nowhere.
Money just going out for no reason that I didn't expect, and I'm like, whatever. I just keep working. That's why I don't even know. Like, I like Cassie runs all our bank accounts and pays for everything. I don't know what's in anything. I don't want to know. I try not to look at the day or what the date is because I don't want to know because I'm terrified. Dude, look at that fucking thing shred, dude. That's your newer design. I know you're in the middle of a dab, but I'm just talking for a minute about this. Dude, that thing's a fucking chopper, dude. And
thank you, brother.
I love how much the trippy flippy magnifies too in the base when there's water in there.
That's why it's all clear so that it's just like focal point on the flippy. Exactly.
And you're saying this is like a newer piece that you're putting out. This is gonna be like what, like a semi affordable thing for people, or?
So with the since Nova's been here, I've decided you know, as much as I can, I want to, you know, stay busy, but I plan on, you know, keeping my wholesale accounts going and keeping that's the best way to get the glass. But for the new designs, I'm going to be doing like sets of like 10 or so directly. And then it's just going to be everything kind of focusing on wholesale. But so, yeah, this is kind of the first idea of a new design that I'm going to have for the public here. Really.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm so stoked you're able to bring that over today, man.
Yeah, a more affordable option is definitely.
I hit you up so last minute, so I'm stoked you actually had something to bring over.
Dude, no, I was working on this in the last few days and I was like, wait, like. I was like, I got to get this baby in. Like,
yeah.
I need to finish this one in. So I made sure I spent
an
extra few hours the last few days at night to make sure that she got finished up. So
with the OG.
Mike.
Oh, shoot.
You just need to make sure. And then real quick, you guys are looking at each other a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, more.
So
okay.
I just need you guys to maybe adjust and like hit the corners of your table. If you can scoot over a little bit.
Oh, like this?
And then just kind of look
okay.
at each other. Since
the mics are kind of far to the edge, we kind of have to be like this.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, again, make sure you're just talking into your mic.
Perfect.
Look at us, guys, solving things on the spot. This is like our first guest episode with our new mics and stuff. And
you know, there's going to be some trial and error, so I appreciate that you had me on here because I feel like it's comfortable. Since we're just homies, like, there's going to be no weird,
isn't this
weird
nice?
Balance. Like, what? It's getting weird right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, like, this is
we're
nice.
We're figuring it out.
But dude, I don't want to have anyone on here that isn't my homie, honestly, dude. Because
oh, for sure.
Because maybe in the future, if this gets bigger and or whatever, but really, I want this to just be like a fun way for me to like share and create memories with friends and, you know, have something for the future in like some really weird philosophical shit too, dude. Like when my daughter grows up, God forbid if anything ever happened to me, right now I already got like 16 hours clocked of me just talking on camera.
Really?
So, you know, dude, so if something ever happened to
content
me, like
right
she
there.
Has something to look at, but like that was my dad. Like he's talking about some weird shit. He's just getting high, talking about aliens, but that's what it is.
No,
you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Dude.
So that's a weird way I went. I'm not even high enough yet to talk about stuff like that.
No,
but
we gotta get
that's
there.
What
we gotta
that's
get
what,
there.
That's what we do, dude. That's what I do here.
No, but content, Noah, it's literally so important. My really good friend Shane, he was explaining to me that, you know,
Strains by Shane?
Strains by Shane,
give
yeah,
him a
exactly.
Shout out.
Here on Instagram, if you guys want to check him out, Strains by Shane. He actually runs 77 Extracts out in Oklahoma. He's an awesome friend of mine, good collector for many years. But he was just, you know, he's been getting to me that, you know, content really is like the new wave, like you're talking about. There's these, it's just this new form of just information and just content of just being there. It's just, you know, the new age, I feel like, yes, of course, people still read books, of course, and hopefully, I'm hoping they still do. Hopefully, everyone's still reading books. But for the most part, you know, we have this supercomputer at our hands. You know, that's how people get their information. That's how they get their news. So, like, content is really so important. So when you hit me up about this, dude, I was just like, dude, we got to do this. Even if it might be silly, it might be funny, like, but that's the whole point, dude. Like, eventually it'd be cool. Like, you know, like you said, 20, 30 years from now, you have all this footage that you can just, like, put all together, like, these crazy home videos. Like, it just reminds me of, like, we're Trailer Park Boys and stuff
dude.
Like that. Things that I love. So, like, I was so on board about it. And I think you're killing it with these,
dude,
and
well,
especially production. Shout out to Martin. Man, he is killing the game, brother.
Well, no, it's
awesome setup.
It's definitely one of those things long term that I feel like every time I do one of these, I'm practicing a new skill. I'm practicing broadcasting or talking. I'm like doing something different. And like late December of last year, it's like you probably not gonna believe me, but I was like having some bad anxiety about like just like, oh, like am I falling off or this or that? Like I felt like I felt stagnant.
Bro.
I felt stagnant, you know, and I was like, what do I do? And I was like, literally, I was like, I need to do something because I had a choice. I was like, do I expand Bear Mountain and make it like bigger and like hire people to work with me and do like a bigger space? And then, or do I like take my money and invest it into something totally different? And yeah, if I would have made a bigger space and yeah, maybe we could have like made more money, but all that overhead and building that big that quick kind of scares me. Like I want to expand, but slow. I want to take my time. I want to grow with my industry, and I want to like have all these different products and stuff. But that like I made a choice. I was like, okay, either I grow as a business with like actual production, or I do something different. Now the podcast, I'm not making any money from it. I put a lot of money into it, but
hours.
But it's something that it's like I'm practicing a new skill and building something different, and I'm able to share so much more with the people that watch this. There's like. I feel like our following is really small right now, but the people that are watching it, like, give me input, and they tell me what they think, and they really appreciate what we're doing, and they, I don't know, I'm connecting with other podcasters now and stuff, and I just see long-term that the RBR or what I'm making right now might not be relevant in 10 years. It more than likely won't be relevant in 10 years, but if I do a podcast, I build content, and I have people that have followed my whole story. It's not so much about what I'm physically making in 10 years as much as that I'm still just sharing that story.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's part of the process.
It's like, how do you
yeah.
stay relevant long term? It's like, I feel like you need to build content and you need to be vulnerable and you need to share yourself with people.
Being, no, and, like what I was saying earlier, like letting them know that you're still a normal dude.
Exactly.
Like you may be a machine. You may, you know, and for me, like you're still a wizard to my eyes. And like, that's how people see it. It's like, dude, this guy's a machine. But like, you're a normal dude, brother. You got feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, couldn't think of a single artist that isn't having, like, some type of mental thing
oh,
going
God,
on.
Oh, God,
everyone. Like,
that's why.
Just the thought of, like, how do I, like you said, relevant. How do I continue my dreams?
Yeah, dude.
It's like, whoa.
And that's why I feel like this podcast, that's something I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to let artists, like, that I'm friends with or buddies with or I'm cool with, like, come on. Like, if they're comfortable, because not everyone wants to be in front of camera. You know what I mean, guys? Like, everyone watching right now, like, they know, like, it's hard to even take an Instagram video of your face. You know, it's just weird. It's tough.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's hard to put ourselves out there because everyone's always so worried about how they're going to get judged, which sucks because, you know, that's still a very big stigma that we're dealing with as a society.
I feel like I hit a point in my life where I just, like, hit a low, and it was, like, when I was, like, 19, and I just stopped caring about all of it. I was just like, fuck it all. Like, I don't even care what any, I'm just gonna work so hard. This was pre-glass blowing too. Like, I was working really hard like this and other shit that just wasn't working. Like,
and you felt like you're at the lowest point, you thought? You got to the point where you got to that realization almost?
I think, dude, what it was is I was like, I dropped out of high school in 10th grade. And then I was like, got a house when I was 17, and Cassie moved in, and she was still going to high school every day, but living with me in my house. And we were just 17-year-olds. And I think I lived like this party fun life for like a couple years. And then when I was like 18, 19, like, I was playing a lot of World of Warcraft. I got kind of fatter than I am now. And I think that I just, like, I didn't see the magic anymore with like, I wasn't excited about anything. And I don't know.
And that's when you kind of felt like you kind of just let the whole thing, the stigma of the judgment thing, kind of just brush off.
Well, yeah. I basically just, like, felt like I was like, whatever. Like,
yeah, for me, I felt like it was caring, kind of.
And then I focused more on working. Sorry to interrupt you, dude.
You're good.
I'm so stoned.
No.
I'm like trying to think back to that point.
I'm actually going to take this so I could go. Then I'll say, I feel like it was almost the opposite for me, where I realized, you know, you let go of that. How it's like you still care, but you actually let go of caring to a certain point. It's because when I was in the highest point in my life, when I figured out, like, it was with glassblowing that, like, anything's possible with hard work and love. And that showed me that you can put all the cares aside, how you people view you, how you view yourself. And, like, it's kind of cool that yours is kind of the opposite. You started on
honestly,
on
no, dude, end. It wasn't. It was like, when I was 18, 19, then, like, when I moved to New York City and started smoking weed, that's when everything changed. Because I was in a little farm town in upstate New York. So that's when I was just like, life's like I was working landscaping and just shitty labor jobs and stuff, you know, like, you know, I was a dishwasher and I was just working shitty jobs. I was in a shitty small town and I just was like, okay, I guess this is life. And like, my girlfriend, Cassandra, she's my girlfriend at the time. We've been together since we were 15. She was like, she graduated high school. She got accepted into like a prestigious makeup school in New York City. Like, she was on her route to be a very successful person. And I was like a ball and chain, like, dragging along. She straight up told me, she's like, I'm moving to New York City. She's like, you can come with me or you can stay here.
Damn.
And I was like,
just like, let's go.
Dude, I told my guild in World of Warcraft, I was like, guys, I'm moving to New York City. I'm quitting WoW. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to start skateboarding again. And then I had a low, and then I had to change everything because I wanted to be with her. And I moved to New York City, and my whole life changed there.
So it was like a shift almost. It was like you kind of experienced a little bit, but it really kind of powers you to get.
Oh,
really,
yeah, dude. I was like in a low place for like 6 months. It wasn't a big deal. It was normal teenage shit,
man.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. Normal teenage shit.
We're at that age, we're literally just exactly.
Yeah,
what I mean.
Like you're just growing up. You're like, oh, I'm not a kid anymore.
You don't have a figure on anything.
I feel like every normal person goes through those little dips. We're like, oh, I'm not a kid anymore. This or that. I got to work now or whatever. You know, whatever.
It hit a certain point, just you just wake up and you're like, I have bills. I have a life. No, it's not fun and games anymore. So yeah, like, everyone definitely goes through that, like, that dip, I feel like.
Dude, can I try this fucking
thing? Or they say, let's switch off. Yeah. Sweet, dude. I've actually never hit one of those Evan Shore bangers.
Oh, word.
How do those babies rip?
I guess to check the water level on this. This is a fresh RBR. I just pulled out of the kiln. I think the water level is a little bit high. A little bit high. I'm just going to dump it out real quick.
By the way, what was this one right here? The one that's a little bit more sappier? Because took a dab of that, and wow, terps, dude.
Terps? Tell me about the terps,
bro.
Dude.
Just like, as soon as it hit my tongue, I had like this just wave. Just literally, just like, I felt like I was back on South Beach.
That was Tropicana cookies and Wi-Fi mixed.
Oh, man.
And then the other one, like, this flow. You need to try this flow next. That is like,
that's up
ignorant.
On the agenda.
It's terpy.
We'll switch out rigs, and yeah.
This cap fits it pretty good.
They do a very quality job here. This was Mystic.
Mystic Melts, yeah.
Mystic Melts. Yeah, guys. Great job.
All right, that water level feels better. Try that out. Oh, it's really funny.
Just blaze this for like how long?
I don't know, man. I cold start on it. So
oh, you just cold start.
Yeah,
that,
so
man.
It's up to you. I don't even remember.
In October when I found out that Nova was going to be here, took a huge hash break, and it wasn't until 420 when Kyle came down. And we had our little 420 rage sesh that I started smoking hash again. So I kind of like forgot how to take
dabs. Dude, I took a year and a half hash break.
Dude,
when I started this podcast, I started like really dabbing again. Because I took a long break when the baby got here. I just was mainly smoking flower just because I couldn't. Straight up, I couldn't be this stoned with all the responsibilities I had.
Exactly. And then just it cost a crap ton of money, too. Hash is so damn expensive
today.
Dude,
it was all that. It was the money. I couldn't be that stoned. I had it, so I'd basically smoke a little flower in the morning, a little flower at night, trying to keep it semi-responsible. But now the baby's going to school and this is something we schedule early and it's for work. So
it's still work related. Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, we've already been crushing for almost 45 minutes, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet, dude.
It's just easy with you,
bro. I know, it's just chilling.
That's why I already told, guys, I told Vincent at the beginning of this, I was dude, this is not just a one-time thing. I was this podcast, you can come hang out whenever. I'm going to get more mics. I'm going to get a bigger table. This is going to turn into if we get to see, that water level's still a little high.
But I hit rigs way too hard.
No, but we'll get that set. That's a fresh one. I just threw her in this morning. I didn't even test her first. That's okay, though. He looked thirsty anyways.
I needed it after that. Yeah.
Was that flow?
Bro, it's hitting hard.
Dude, that flow is... It's ignorant.
I think I might need a little sweat nap.
Oh, yeah, dude. Dang. That flow, it's vicious. Wow. It's that real, Colorado flow. That shit you used to smoke back in, 2013 and 14.
I'm not used to hitting these because, I only have this guy.
Yeah, dude. Well, that honestly, the water level's just got
to
be
this
set
guy,
on it.
You know, takes, no water. Yeah. And I can, hit it as hard as needed. So I'm just so used to this little dude.
Yeah, dude. But.
But I love that just this. That's what I like in a rig is having a lot of water.
Dude.
I myself am more of a table piece kind of guy.
Yeah.
I like a piece you can set on the table. Having a piece in your hand is great now, but I this is the perfect setting for when I like to set. You're just sitting down, putting your worries at pause. Because, we have stress, we have bills. But if I always like to say it in the morning when I go live is we have to get our mind right. However you like to do it, whether it's session or whatever, but before you get into your day's task, because you have to do them regardless. You have these things you have to get to. How about you take 5-10 minutes where you press pause and you just zoom in on you?
Oh, yeah,
dude. Just do you, whatever it means. And I promise it might sound wookie, it might sound, hippie, but it's just going to make the vibes feel a lot better.
Dude, no, that's actually a very, I feel I don't know, that's a natural, healthy thing. Some people meditate for 10 minutes. Some people,
read a book, go for a walk.
Some people
with your
dog. Take a tinker and a sinker, you poop and play on your phone
Damn,
for 10 minutes.
I like a tinker and a sinker. I never heard that term before.
You tinker on your phone while you're taking a stinker, on the toilet. There's all different ways people find that, but because I think that's a natural human thing, though.
You have to do it, and people don't remember to because they get caught up in feeling guilty. It's like, oh, wait, I'm taking this 5-10 minutes for me, but, my kids, my older parents are thinking that they're taking away from them, which you're not. You're still going to be there for them. You're still going to put that love that you do every day, but you have to remember, if you want to helping other people, especially that when you try to help others, especially the people you love, if they're, they're reaching their hand down, you go to stick out to reach for me. If you're not capable yourself at the time, what's going to happen? You're just going to get dragged down with them. And,
yep.
So you have to remember it's a balance of selflessness and selfishness where
Man,
you have to
that's where I got to work, bro. I have not been taking care of myself. Mark, would you hand me a
you
open
got
this case
to, brother,
real quick? Because
especially just
a 10mm micro on that top shelf. Any of the ones on the right hand side right there, they're the shorter ones. Yeah. Just one of them.
Oh, so yeah, he can just edit things out, right?
No, we don't edit shit,
bro.
Oh,
you don't edit nothing?
No, we leave
this. Oh, so this is just 100% live?
Dude, okay. We just make it.
Okay, I didn't know if you edit because I was
dude,
no. There was one point where earlier I was hitting the torch and I kept messing up. It's that guy looks like he's high and he hasn't even taken a dab yet.
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, 100%. That's what this podcast is.
I like it then. That's all going to be in there. I love it then.
Dude,
perfect.
There's some episodes I've made where after I make them, I'm like, Mark was like, you got really high. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what happened, dude. Because I do episodes where I sit here for an hour by myself.
Bro, I've watched all of them, dude. That's what I watch. When they come up, I watch that as I start my day on glass blowing, dude.
Thank you, bro.
It's just I'm at the studio with you when I'm normally chilling.
It's
just vibes.
Edit anything, so that's
okay,
it.
That makes more sense then. Okay.
Just talk.
That's funny that because earlier it's hitting me now. I was like, man, I felt like I was being really silly earlier with the torch. I couldn't get it to work. But yeah,
the mic.
Damn, these are the little micro tens.
Yeah, I'm trying to get I want you to try one of these after.
Yes.
I'm going to take a dab on yours first, and then you can take this time.
Pretty stoked you liked it, dude. Yeah, because it's a new little idea. I made a similar design a couple years ago, which I called the double sundae recycler. So this one's called the single sundae. But yeah, I thought it was just a cool way, to offer still my one-of-a-kind flippies, because that's what I really, where I'm going for with my art is to have these just motives and patterns that, you just don't see anywhere on the earth. So that's kind of where I'm going. Then offered in a nice vessel that you can get some cool function with. So yeah, it's kind of the goal with me. So I'm glad that you like it, dude, because I love your work, bro.
I'm stoked you brought it. All right, sweet. What cap should I use on this, man?
Oh, that's the thing. I don't have a cap. That's how stony I was that I didn't bring one.
Oh, that's cool. We don't
Actually, I do. It's just in my backpack.
Well, I got these jars, too. I can just fucking jar it up.
You see my backpack over there, bud?
No, it's right here, actually, next to me.
Would you look at that?
I am freaking ripped, guys. I haven't even taken a bong rip
yet. Dude, me too. That first dab I took.
That's my buddy Blue Glass up in Denver.
That's, I love Bob. Yeah, Bob, he's the nicest guy.
B-L-E-W up on Instagram, Blue Glass. Yeah, he kills the game. I got that little.
Vince,
I think it's
I'm not even going to. Dude, should I Q-tip there? Should I just
fucking you can Q-tip.
Slap it in, dude.
Well, I forget to Q-tip, so my bad. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, dude. I do all the time. Everyone in live's always like, Q-tip your nail.
Because I just have a torch. I just have like a shot banger at the studio. I just hit that with the hand torch. So,
oh, bro.
You know,
I tried not to have any shot bangers out today because mine are so chaz. They're so rock.
Bro, the hand torch just murks it. I feel like
I put it right in the fucking Delta Mag flame.
Oh, my lord. That thing just,
like, both flames.
That
like,
just melts
big,
it then.
Just huge flame. It just instant, though. It's instantly hot. Instant dabs. So you just keep moving top speed. You know, I had too much coffee this morning, Vince, but I was just so excited you were coming over.
Bro, I woke up at 6 in the morning because we were doing this stuff. Baby, I was like, text you good morning. Then I was like, wait, I shouldn't bother them this morning. Like, what am I doing? I was just so stoked,
dude. We're up pretty early.
I was like getting everything done. I was like, I got all the glass I want to bring over. Like, I was just so stoked. I was like, yeah, this is going to be so much fun, dude, because it's just been literally forever since I've been able just to come hang out, dude. Cause,
I know you and Kyle were like trying to hang out a
little
bit.
I know we were trying to hang out before 20, but you know, it just made sense, you know, with
my
everything going on.
My wife was still on that quarantine grind. Yeah,
and same thing with Adrian. She hasn't left the house.
Yeah. See,
so she's like, so I understand. We definitely want to do what we can, but now things are starting to open back up in the city and stuff. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with homies getting together, keeping it still chill.
Definitely. Well, I don't go out and do anything, dude. I'm still just home. So I'm like pretty much, you know, limited contact with people.
So this is really, that's what I'm saying. This hasn't really changed much for us. Like, we don't go anywhere. Studio and home. That's where I'm at. Either I'm at the studio or I'm at the house. Got Amazon pantry. So, you know, I don't really go out too much. Only thing I do miss is just supporting all my fire local restaurants. Like, that's literally it. Like, but you can do takeout, so it's been pretty nice. But I do like my unlimited cream soda.
A little rumbler, dude.
Right, so I got a little four-hole little chopper in that one. Try something different.
Oof. That fucking Tropicana cookies mix is so tangerine terps. It's crazy.
That's what that was that I had taken a dab of, Tropicana cookies?
Well, that last one you did was the flow.
That was the flow. Okay, that's
that one's super, like, aggressive. But the Tropicana cookies is just like a, it's like HP 13. It's just like dessert. Mm. Remember HP 13? You remember when I used to grow that?
Bro, trust me, I do.
Do you remember the weeds, when I used to grow the weeds?
Mm-hmm. I remember being able to get all the fire terps I needed. They were
so bad. Now I'm a dad.
Dad life.
Dadding it up. Just being safe. Following all laws, stretching on camera. Feeling good. Wow. Dude, that function's great, man.
Thank you, brother.
I'm excited. Like, what would like a setup like this, like just roughly, like what would it cost?
Retail value, you'd get your color accents that you see on the mouthpiece and the joint. I didn't include the opals on this one. I kind of got a little stony and forgot, but it's going to get an opal under like the little banger hanger and then an opal bridge on the return drain. And those run with $500, like retail, and like a Pelican with like a full merch pack. You know, I really try to offer, the most that I can. With,
can't beat
that. Cause, it goes back to that thing where, you know, someone hit me up, like, you know, I'm going to work with you. And, I have set prices for sure. And I feel like all artists should definitely have set prices. But one thing I always love to do is, you know, work with people's budgets still too, you know, like, and that's where the kind of the idea came from was, you know, I've done a lot of different recyclers over the years, and some of them have definitely been up there on the budget. So I've had people like, dude, can you start making, this much? And like, so I just kept on hearing the interest, and then, you know, finally was able to get a chance to get something physically down. And I'm stoked that you're stoked about it.
Man.
So, cause I was really digging it. So I can't wait to see what everyone else.
Dude, I'm just like stoked for my friends, man. I just want to see people do good. I'm stoked when I see people's work. Like, I see like a physical representation of your time. Like, you know, I see all the energy you put in, dude. You have like killer prices for people. It's all handmade work. It's awesome. I am so stoned, bro. It's wonderful. It's ridiculous, though.
So what color is this? Raindrop?
Let's see here.
Looks like raindrop. A little raindrop 10 mil?
I think that's ultramarine.
Ultramarine? Is that glass alchemy?
Or it's Lost City. No, it's Lost City. That's Lost City.
That's nice.
Lost City kind of looks like meta when it's in bigger
sections.
Yeah,
I was going to say, almost has like a haze in it.
It is. When it's big sections, dude, it looks like meta. All right, that looks like the right water level for you. I tried to run it a little lower. I run my water level a little higher because I got baby lungs.
Yeah, I still, for some reason, got dragon lungs.
Yeah, you're powerful.
Lung, I haven't lost my lung power just yet. Yep.
What are you, 28 now?
Yeah, just turned 28 back in January.
Damn. Crazy.
We're getting up there.
Yeah, I've known you for a long time, man.
Bro, it's crazy. Yeah, it's like, it's a good portion of our lives that we actually know each other.
Like a percentage. Like, I think I've known you for maybe like about like 18% of my life.
Can you pass me the torch, bud?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. These turps are fire, Mystic Melts. Holy shit. Do you want a dab of any more Mystic Melts?
I have actually some that I didn't take the whole dab. Okay. I haven't been taking too big of dabs recently, so I overdid it on the scoop, so I still have plenty over here. I'm just going to do like a half a cold start here. Just like semi get it hot.
The semi cold start. Yeah, that water level's right for Vince. Everyone has their own water level on an RBR. That's what I always tell people, like, smoke it, find your favorite water level, and then it's set for you. But those 10 mils are little terp cannons.
Woohoo!
Man. What a day. Dude, do you have, like, a point in your glassblowing career where, like, it was, like, a moment when you, like, felt, like, a really big jump in progression? Like, was there a certain step, like, when you got your first perk you welded in? Or, like, your first, like, do you remember, like, a time where you're, like, holy shit, I just did that? Like, or the when you took the piece out of the kiln or anything like that?
Yeah, there was a piece that I gave away back in my, about my three-year anniversary. And it was just after that class with Yushin I had taken. I got back and I was just, like, in such a, like, drive, like, he literally, in 3 days, showed us, me and Kyle, more than we had taught ourselves about 2.5 years in at the point. And yeah, the first day I got back, I literally spent like 2 weeks on this one piece. And still today, it's my most headiest piece today. And just opening that kiln, just seeing like, wait, I actually just made that? Which is like that, that's actually that breaking point I was telling you earlier where I felt like I had gotten to a point where I was so high and left that I broke past that feeling of people, you know, that judgment, just caring about the bad things. I still care about all the good things.
You're just proud of yourself.
But I literally was so proud of myself that I felt like, wow, like this is like what I needed to show me that I've actually been putting this work in for something real. That this isn't just, you know, just a side thing that I decided to put my time into.
That's awesome. That one was terps, right?
Yeah, that was all terps. Yeah, it was the one with like the six flips on them, a whole bunch of flips. Yeah,
I remember that piece.
I was going to bring it, but I just had already so much glass. Yeah.
Dude,
but
we'll
bring it for the next sesh for sure.
Dude, yeah, we'll definitely do this more. I'm just going to try and have, now we have a second mic, I'm going to try and have guests as much as possible and just so people that watch the podcast can learn about all different artists and stuff and maybe find their new favorite glassblower. You never know.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about, really, is passing that love along.
Oh,
dude. That's what it's all about because, like, you know, before Instagram, before the internet, like, especially as a collector, like, back when I first started, unless you knew an artist, that was the only way you got things direct. You had to go through shops. It was all about word of mouth and the spreading of the love. So as an independent artist, you want to do the same thing to your scene, for your friends, for your homies, to send that same love that you're receiving. So, dude, like I said, when you said you wanted to be on here, I was literally so stoked, bro.
Dude, I honestly, and this is one thing I always say to like my wife, and I might have said it in lives before, or maybe even in a podcast, I don't know, because I've done a handful of these now. But at the end of the day, like, I don't really care about being the cool guy. I just want to be part of the industry. I want to have, like, mutual respect with my peers, and I want to have a place that I feel welcome. As humans, all we want is community. And I think that's one thing why people move, and they try to meet new people, and they try to get good at something. They try to get good at something because they want their peers and people to accept them, and they want to find a place where people, you know, it's like a community. So
yeah, it's like a human thing. You want the love.
Yeah.
I mean, love is a normal, that's what I truly believe to be like the one universal thing that I know is real, is love.
Yeah.
Like that's 100% real. I've seen it demonstrated in a million different forms while I've lived here on this earth.
Everyone
wants
that. I agree
with
you, dude,
110%. And they seek it in so many ways. Like I left home. Yeah. I left right after high school. I ventured out here with Kyle, my best friend, and we just said, let's go figure this glass
thing
out, dude.
We had a fan actually ask that question. I had some people asking some questions in the DMs about this podcast. And they just wanted to hear your perspective of moving from a place where marijuana was like illegal, like, you know, Florida, till moving to a place like Colorado. Like, how hard was it? Because there's a lot of people that like hearing other people's perspective on this, because there's so many people that want to maybe move, but they need to hear more people who've done it.
So definitely it probably was. I mean, I wouldn't say it was a hard thing. Me and Kyle just worked it out. We literally just moved out here. And we stayed at a hotel for like a week, and then we just found a place to live.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was so just like that?
I'm saying, like, I came out here with, after everything, after we signed the lease and everything, like, I had $100 in my pocket. And I just had come out here on a whim. I had none of my stuff. I had a suitcase full of stuff. You know, we were just so, like, we want to make hash and work for dispensaries. And, like, that's what we were so driven on. And, like, dude, that's what drove us. Because, dude, I was so tired of having homies tell me that they just went to jail for, you know, for a stem in their car because they forgot to clean out their car. Or, you know, end of a joint, you know, especially where I come from, Naples, Collier County is a very conservative, very small area. I mean, you go there to retire.
Yeah.
That's the type of area. It's just churches, golf courses, and banks. That's all that's in that area. And so, like, yeah, I mean, still now it's getting more progressive. They're allowing with medical cards. But, I mean, it was to the point, yeah, where I was so in fear of just, like, I can't even use this new substance because marijuana was something I got later on in life around my senior year. So it was like, this new thing that I saw was so beneficial and I wanted to pursue a career in, and I couldn't do that from my home. Like, it was a dangerous place to do that. So, like, yeah, we packed up our stuff, literally came out here. Like, I wouldn't say it was probably a little easier for two young kids worked out to do it, but, like, a family would definitely be
everyone's,
a little harder.
Everyone's situation is going to be a little different.
But the biggest thing that it showed me, too, and what Glass shows me, you have to put yourself out there. You
100%.
Have to risk it, because that's the only way you'll ever know if anything was ever going to be real.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, you just have to put the love behind it. And it sucked at first, you know, eating ramen every single day, you know, trying to figure out who we're going to sell hash to. Because, yeah, when we got in here, you could make hash and sell it to dispensaries at the time. It was the Wild West of Colorado when we moved here.
That's so
sick.
We could
start growing and sell our peas to the dispo.
Dude,
like, bro,
that's
it was
crazy.
A freaking wild fucking West. So, like, we were trying to make ends meet, but, dude, it was a shit show. But, I mean, like you said, everyone's going to have their own situation. But the biggest thing is just that fear gap of just the failure.
Yeah.
But I feel like what Glass has shown me with patience that his failures are just learning experiences. You know, they're ways for you to understand that you can progress. Like, you're in that situation at one point in time. Okay, you know, it may have been shitty, but are you there anymore?
Glass is constant failure, I feel like.
Exactly.
It's like little
doses
of constant
failure. And that's what it
showed
me. And that's what kind of life is about. You're going to fuck up from sometimes. Things are not going to go your way. But, you know, if you don't get yourself in those situations anymore and you learn from it, how are you going to tell me, was that really that negative a situation then? So, yeah, it's just kind of one of those things that we just kind of came out here, just said, let's try. And then, yeah, here we are, 2020. It's almost going on 8 years now. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I'll let you take that snap before I ask you any more questions.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've been staring at this. I'm like, this is actually going to probably hurt me.
Dude, we're crushing, dude.
I haven't taken a snap, so I was actually waiting for
my Are you good chilling and talking some more, man? You're set? We're chilling?
Dude.
Awesome.
However long you want to keep me, yeah. Like,
sweet, bro. Awesome.
Totally. I can move this up, right? There we go.
Well, the wife's working out for the next couple hours.
Sweet,
the baby's
dude.
At daycare.
No,
so.
Yeah, I planned like I planned this like today. I got everything I needed in the morning. Then I have stuff scheduled later. But like, I made sure to get all the work done I could. So yeah, today's
sweet.
I'm so stoked, dude.
Sweet.
But yeah, pretty excited. This is actually my first collab with a good friend of both of us, Ryan Dayer, here on Instagram. If you guys want to check him out at all, this is our first of our collab. He calls it the Bong Cycler. So this is our little trippy flippy version of it. I was really excited. Adriana bought this one for me for my birthday, so I was excited to bring it over.
Fuck
you
yeah,
you would
dude.
Take bong rips?
You know, I do, but I would say that I'm not good at it.
I
can do
it's a
it.
Skill level. It's a skill,
I can
dude.
Do it, but here's the thing. My lungs, I didn't have enough ventilation for a long time, I feel like.
I feel you, dude. I feel you, dude, especially if you...
I'm feeling better than I was last year, because now I have real ventilation, and I'm not smoking as much as I was, but yeah, the bong rips, I can't fucking... I can smoke one. We'll try.
We'll give it a try. Sounds
you know, I'm
good.
Not going to say I won't try.
But yeah, Ryan makes it pretty effortless. These things are probably one of the smoothest bongs I've definitely hit.
That's why I love joints and I love dabs, because it's just like, yeah, see, when that color happens, that's where I throw up. Right there. And right there, yep, that cloud would follow a stream of vomit. So I'm not doing that. But I would love to fucking smoke that piece Ryan made, because he's the homie. The Titan RBR wouldn't have been possible without Ryan's help. He literally, I made the perk and like he assembled and did this whole thing, and he did it on this lathe right here behind us. So that guy, I'm so grateful for his knowledge and help. He supposedly might be coming to Colorado, so I hope he does. I hope someday. Maybe, maybe. I don't know if it's real. If he does,
these are just rumors.
These are rumors on the streets. All right, how's that, bro?
Bro, it's smooth the whole time. So like, but then you get freaking murked afterwards, bro.
It's smooth the whole time.
Like, wow. And there's no edit, so you guys are gonna see me. I'm just, whew, you're gonna see me just in a wave right now.
Dude, that's so good. No, honestly, bro, the people that watch this, they're gonna have so much fun. They're gonna be getting high as shit with us and watching this, and it's gonna help them have some fun. These drop on the weekends. A lot of people watch these like Sunday mornings and stuff.
Oh, that's when it drops exactly? Okay, I was wondering when
it drops. You know, we really got to be better about it. It's someday. It drops every week. You know, we need to schedule things better. It's the beginning, though. I watched a bunch of the early, like, Rogan podcasts and stuff, dude. We're doing great for the beginning. With refinement and more episodes, it will all get more scheduled and better. But for now, we are just getting high in my garage. But honestly, another big podcast, Fighter and Kid, started in their garage, too. You know, there's these huge podcasts that started in garages and stuff. So this is just the beginning. I bet by episode 50, we're fucking... Dude, that fucking hit looks like, you know...
Bro, I'm just listening right now. Like you said, you said I can just, like, listen for a bit. So that's what I'm turning that button on right now. Let me just listen.
Turn it on. Just listen. I'll smoke, and you can just listen, dude.
I'll nod, and I'll get in so, here.
I want to smoke a joint while I talk about other stuff, though. That way I can keep smoking and talking.
That's what I do love about joining, because I love them at events and stuff, like for festivals, because you can still be immersed in the situation. So it's always been great for group settings, for sure, but you just won't see me face a joint in the studio to the, like, yeah, you won't see me do that.
Oh, I do.
You do, Dan, you're an animal.
All day. At midnight, one in the morning, and a big fresh coffee.
Damn.
And I'm just having horrible cramps all over my body.
I'm sweating.
And I'm just, dude. All right, sweet. All right, so it's, so you know how Elon Musk shot a car into space? You know about that?
I saw that a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild.
That's pretty cool.
Do you think that was real?
Well.
There's speculation that people thought that, you know, that space isn't real and all that.
Okay, we're not going to go that far.
I know.
We're not going to go that far.
I'm just wondering how you felt real quick. Like,
we're not going that far.
Was that video any real?
However, so he shot it into space. And supposedly he was supposed to shoot it to Mars, and it was supposed to like orbit or whatever, but it missed.
Okay.
What if someday when we finally have, you know, ships capable of getting off the planet, the first one's called Elon, it's like 200 years in the future, and they're getting closer to Mars, and a fucking Tesla smashed into the side of it, wiping out the last ship that was going to save our species.
Right, like the one that was going to be the one to get us.
And bro.
His Tesla just comes around banking.
Boom.
Boom.
Model S, done.
Bro, that would Elon be, took that out would be the demise.
Human species. It would be.
He was our future, then he messed it all up at the same time.
Yeah, think about
it. So wait, he just like lost it then? There's no...
I don't know, dude. Honestly, some people said it was supposed to orbit and then come back down as like trash, or it was just supposed to shoot into space. But I think shooting a car into space, isn't that kind of like shooting a bullet into like a room of just... You never know where it's going to hit. Or maybe an ocean, because everything's so vast out there.
Right, because, yeah, there's nothing stopping it, so, yeah.
But still, like what if there's that like one civilization, like they're like, we're doing it, and then
well,
like...
What if the one that's coming to finally visit us?
Exactly.
And they're like, damn, like they're finally pretty decent, let's go check them out.
They shot a missile at us.
And they shot a freaking weird-looking missile at us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Well, I was kind of going with when you started saying that, I was like, oh, what if we just saw as we're like on Mars, you just see a little one of the homies just driving, one of the ETs.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they pull up to say hi to us as we land on the first planet.
Yeah, they've had the test. They got the test.
We like it. Like, you guys got some pretty decent tech. Like, welcome. Like, that's where I thought you were going at first with that.
No, see, I like that too, though. There's so many ways you can go. It really depends how much hash or weed you've smoked.
That helped me get back grounded too, just talking about aliens there.
Cause, oh, bro, dude.
That bong rip had me up there with them for a second.
Dude, I told you I wasn't going to leave you hanging. Man, I got you,
thank
dude.
Thank you, brother.
That way you can come back and do more.
Yeah.
I got to learn to get better at too, because I already noticed a couple times I interrupted you. I need to learn.
Oh, dude,
that
just,
balance.
This one say this is going to help just everyone that wants to be involved, like with speaking in general, with public speaking, and just like. You know, speaking in general, like I do it all the time, Adriana says, is I interrupt people. It's just something I think we just do naturally. It's like, we don't mean to like, hey, fuck you or nothing. It's no, it's like, oh, I'm so excited about the topic too. I just, you know, I got something to share with you because, you know, you're my friend.
100%.
So, because I do that a lot, Adriana says, and I just don't even pick up on it when I interrupt people. So I think this is going to be a cool platform to like practice just your talking. Yeah. Like,
definitely, dude. Yeah. It's gonna be for me, it's just being excited. I'm just like, oh, let's talk about this.
Definitely.
Oh, man. Yeah. This piece from Ryan is intimidating. I'll try, dude.
Dude, if you want me, there's no pressure, man.
My producer's laughing in the back because he knows. He's like, Evan's not good at doing weed. He'll try. No, I don't think that's why he's laughing, because he knows how stoned Vince is. He's like, oh boy. No, this is going to get real messy.
It's going to get real wild.
Comments, I don't know if you've seen them, but they're like, all right, the new game is like, we take a dab every time Evan messes up on like the weeds.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Oh, when I say the weeds? Dude, because honestly, I say that.
Or even just because, like, you just like blundering over something.
Like, dude, well, that's what it is.
That's
like,
a perfect little smoking game. Well, I like that.
I'm literally just sharing myself, because if we were actually all, if like all the people watching this were all hanging out, this is legitimately how it would be. Yeah. Without the mics, obviously. But
yeah, it would just be we you would guys just, right here.
Yeah, and like I was saying to Vince a little while ago, we're not editing anything, so it is just what it is.
I really like that. No, yes, I like you that know, idea.
That way, because people like when, at least, honestly, my experience, do you watch podcasts at all?
I listen to a lot because I'm always on the torch.
Yeah.
And the TV is just set up over
in a
here.
Weird spot.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to get the TV closer to me. But I just feel like my torch is going to burn it down.
But even listening,
but I listen to so much stuff. Yeah, audio cast, podcast, like that's what I've been on is all that stuff.
Well, all the ones
that
I
information
like.
Information you're getting, I think is key. Even if it's like subconsciously and you know, you're not 100% getting on it, I'll redo the podcast the next day. I'll play the same one 5-6 times and just get small bits of it the whole time and then finally figure out what the whole thing was about actually. So
definitely,
that's how I watch TV now too. Like just with glass blowing, it's just like changed the way I do things. It's pretty crazy.
None of the podcasts I listen to every minute is good information or content. It's honestly, I just have them playing in the background. And like I watch certain parts that they're like talking about something that interests me. But it's almost like just being like in a room where people are having a conversation. And I feel like nowadays with social media and all texting and how everything works, there's not too many people just sitting down and talking anymore. How often, I mean, you seem like the kind of guy that actually does sit down and just talk to people.
Yeah. I've actually never been a big phone person. Like, you'll never catch me talking on the phone.
But
like,
majority of people.
I enjoy to, like, yeah, the face-to-face, you know, like, obviously I have to deal with, you know, DMs and internet and all that for sure. But, yeah, I feel like that's when people connect is when they're in front of each other. They're expressing. They can see the actual, you know, body chemistry and the body language of the person expressing their feelings. Like, that's when it's most intimate is, yeah, when you can actually talk to someone. Yeah, it's. No one's doing that, dude. Like I said, it's just everyone's on this new crazy.
Well,
wave.
I feel like I feel like most people, like I've talked to a lot of people that have a hard time actually having a conversation nowadays, and it's not because they don't want to have
it's
a conversation.
Hard.
They're just like not used to it because usually it's through a text. They have time to answer, write it out. It's not just like on the fly, you know, whatever.
Exactly. You can especially with text. I've even noticed myself even too, where
Me too.
I can convey some messages a lot like. Clear through a text, but like when I try to say it, like I kind of get mixed up because it's on the spot or it's like I just don't know how to express myself. So definitely I think that's just like it's something that everyone probably deals with because
100%
it's hard to just to put yourself, like it goes back to that putting yourself out there and just expressing yourself, and doing it in person is the hardest thing to do. Like, you know, it's easier to say something over text and like wait for the response, you know, and like put your phone down, but it's a lot harder to express yourself to the people, you know, you care about.
Right. Well, I think with like all the podcasts nowadays, for people that don't get those conversations anymore, when they watch podcasts, the reason people like them just playing in the background is because they're hitting that note that humans like naturally want to feel of like, oh, I'm like, there's like a conversation, you're hearing someone's point of view, whether you like it or not. Like, it's just a conversation. Especially it's even better. Like when I'm doing my solo podcasts, I'm just ranting for like an hour and it's like, you know, whatever. It's just like what's on my mind and stuff. And I'm just trying to like share myself with people so that when I do guest podcasts, the people that really follow this know kind of who I am. So when we're doing things, like, oh, that's like a normal Evan thing. Like, oh,
exactly.
He does that. Like, you know, it's like, oh, he's whatever. But so I think like with the long format conversations, it's like people like them so much because it's like comfortable and natural because people do want to talk and have these conversations. But with all the technology, people have become a little bit disconnected. It's just like when you stop writing in cursive. Like if you start, you know, if you stop writing in cursive after, you know, 5-6 years, all of a sudden you try to write something in cursive. You're like, whoa, what's happening?
Same thing. Like I'm bilingual, but I can like interpret it perfectly. But I realize sometimes when I go to write it down, I'm like, I don't know how to spell half these words anymore, even though I can read it perfectly.
So it's like a muscle. Yeah. If you don't practice it, you kind of lose it. So if you're not practicing having these natural conversations with people, if you're kind of just so busy working, then you go home and the only kind of conversations you have are through text
or posting on your
Instagram or Facebook, like, then you might lose that skill of being able to have like a natural conversation. So I don't know, maybe.
I definitely like have that issue where I feel like when it comes to like my inner stuff, like I have a really hard time just definitely expressing when things are bothering me, because like that's definitely the one thing I will definitely like escape with using our technology. Because I feel like it's just something everyone like fosters, like, oh, like it's very hard for you to express yourself like on that format to someone, because it's just like it's different when you're trying to talk to someone in person and you, like I said, you haven't practiced expressing how you truly feel, because sadly society, you know, it's been weird for so long how we grew up, you know, expressing your feelings, you know, as a guy got you somewhere, then as a woman you got labeled a certain way. Like it's always been weird if you expressed yourself.
Definitely.
So it's like, so I can imagine anyone that, you know, it's how hard it is, especially when you're going through bullcrap.
But I feel like that's where this podcast and Instagram was the first step. And then the podcast now, like I'm finding ways like where I'm just like, kind of just like being myself, and then is what it is. So I don't have to feel that like stress, know, of like trying to like be someone for a certain group
exactly
of people.
Exactly. When we first started hanging out here at the studio, you always used to say it goes back to the being the cool kid at the cool table. Like that literally transformed my whole image on glassblowing.
Oh, really?
And just like a lot of things. Cause it's like, oh, there's no point. Why am I, you know, not that I don't want to be working with my idols one day for sure, but like trying to race to attain then, you know, that.
I can
that
explain
vision.
That for like the listeners too.
Yeah.
So
like, so
I've like talked to people and like said, like this kind of analogy, just my perspective of where I'm in the glass industry. Like I look at the glass industry where you like walk into it and it's like, you see, it's like walking to a lunchroom at a new school and there's all these different tables and it's like, where do you sit? And like, there's all these like, you know, then there's like the cool kids table, the people you really look up to, the innovators, the people that build the industry. And then I look at myself as like, I'm like the homeschool kid. Like, you know, I'm not at any of the pep rallies or anything because I don't go to that school, but you guys see me like at the gas station or the subway down the road every day because we live in the same town. But I don't know, I'm way too high to explain this anymore, Vince, I'll be honest with you, and I gotta smoke this fucking bong.
No,
but yeah, I know that.
But what, yeah, what that helped me is like, yeah, like trying to like fit into like any type of thing where I just realized like, no, Pop D needs to just be me.
Yeah.
100%. Like let me, you know, and that's when I really started to break away and started doing like all these crazier designs, and I felt like I started to finding more of myself because I was like, wait, let me stop trying to find this narrative and just like, no, like, especially with art, I guess like that's what you have to do. You have to break away, you have to branch 100%. Out, and you just have to like be you, and like that's something I feel everyone needs, is to be able to feel like they can be themselves and express themselves in a safe environment. Like that's,
yeah,
like, this is so cool that you're gonna have a platform that people can come, you know, and express themselves.
Like, definitely, and the if homies, they're down to do it like this,
yeah,
it's
like, exactly. And maybe it takes a little for a time. Maybe some guests will just come
you're
by.
You're so
and keep
natural
a little chill.
At it, though, dude. Though, like you're so natural at this. It was so easy.
Oh,
it's
dude,
awesome.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate that. I think it is because, yeah, just of our relationships. Yeah. Maybe like some homies that you may have hung out maybe with a couple times, or maybe you've done a collab with a couple times.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be a little bit more like, you know, a little different. But I feel like once they start to really feel like, dude, this is just a place that, you know, Evan's now given a platform that we can just be ourselves, express it, and people are here to, you know, to share in it.
That's what I'm saying. Find
it.
Your new favorite artist, because
yeah,
like
dude,
some
like,
people might really connect with someone because of like the stories they tell or their perspective on life and things, you know, and then they'll see things in the art that they never saw before. Like maybe someone sees your piece when they're scrolling through the Explorer page, but then they learn really about you, and then they see that same piece again and they see a totally different piece because they see all these different personalities because they know you, or you know,
dude,
some side of
each
you.
Each artist has a story, exactly. Yeah. Like, you see the piece, but bro, there's so much that goes into that one piece because there's so many. It's like you're saying, there's this story behind it, and for people to have a place to, you know, express that a little bit more for everyone, I feel like it's gonna open doors. Dude, you take whatever you don't want, and I'll finish
it. I'm scared. I'm gonna take it, and then I think I gotta talk about one more thing, and. We're at like a fucking hour and 15 minutes, dude.
Wow, dude.
We're crushers.
So I'm saying, this literally just feels like the last time we were just chilling.
I was saying an hour and a half because a lot of the podcasts I listen to, the most like liked ones are actually the 90-minute ones, and not everyone listens to them in one go. But they just like, it's like, they kind of like, it's, you know.
That's smart. I like
it's a long, full conversation. So the 90 minutes for the guests is, I think, usually the goal.
Sweet. I like it, dude. All right. It doesn't even feel like we've been chilling for that long.
I'm terrified, everybody.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. All right, let's see if the angle. I want to make sure Ryan's work looks
dude,
like a heater.
It's a
obviously, it looks like a heater every angle, but I just want to show the best angle of that vortex. So
I think right there is good, yep. Once you see the little bubbles right here, it's kind of like the angle.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to need to eat food and lay down or something after this. I got so much work to do, though. It's okay, though. All right, here we go.
Fuel.
fuel.
Just hit it like a vape, bro.
Dude, I wasn't getting it lit. Oh, shoot, a shredder.
There we go. Look at that. My boy can hit a bong, no problem.
Well, Lev. That tastes really great. There's definitely something left, though.
Yeah, I'll finish it up.
Ooh.
See, not good at that.
Oh, boy, dude, it was actually really good. I probably could have done more. Honestly, maybe the last time I smoked a bong, the weed was mids. You know, because honestly, Roy's shit is so smooth. Damn. The terps, though, I got to blow my nose now. Dude, they get me running. Damn, that was really tasty. Recyclers for flour too, huh? Because that's, I mean, I feel like it would do just the same with the oil, just like helping like reduce. Well, like,
I think, so I think it's like one of the smoothest hits. Like I have a couple solves and I love those as my daily drivers, but like when I want to take like some grammar, because like this thing can like pack a good gram, like when I want to take some fatties, this thing does the job, dude. Like, yeah, Ryan's dude. Figured out how to really make a fucking bong go really smooth.
No, he's definitely full of knowledge. He's growing, dude, though. I see it.
Bro, his new design he just put out, that, like, little prototype of the new one.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him refine that one, dude. It looks so
Bro, that
sweet.
Weed made me feel so much more leveled out. I was a little bit, had dude. The coffee shakes there for a second. I was a little bit, like.
A little bit of water, a little bit of love would do you right.
Dude, those weed terps. Yeah, man.
So you were,
you said you were a shop owner for 5 years. I just want to talk about this real quick before
we
end this up.
Yeah, for about 5 years or so. We had an online boutique for a little bit, and then the rest of it was an actual physical place here in the Springs off of like El Paso.
Okay.
In Fillmore.
Word.
Yeah, me and my Kyle and then my other best bud that had moved out here at the time. He's back in Florida. I believe he's moved down there with his family. But yeah, we had opened up a sweet shop here, and like that's how I really got into the scene. Cause you know, at first we just bought stuff from just head shops, and
yeah,
that's how we got our heli glass. But as soon as we were able to start, you know, getting glass wholesale, like I was able to start stepping into these studios, and that was way before I blew glass. But like the appreciation level literally just was like, whoa! Like
yeah,
now you really see what these wizards are like. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's wizard work, dude. Especially like dude, some of the work that's out there on the scene is just like. How are these dudes even doing that stuff? But it's just hard, a lot of hard work. But yeah, having the shop for about, I think we closed it around 2015. That's right before I blew glass. But dude, being able to work with such amazing artists, seeing just that from their side, their perspective of like how they had to deal with things and how we had access to them. And now how people, you know what I'm saying? Like Instagram now, like you can just hit up a dude directly.
Yeah.
So, like before, like when we first opened the shop, like it was still hard to like get an appointment or get a connection with an artist, find them, because you know things were still
different time.
So, yeah, it was literally
different
still
time.
So new, and now the scene literally is just booming, dude. It's so cool to see how many new shops are opening up,
yeah,
dude. Like it's, I feel like it's literally kick ass, and it goes back to like how I was saying, like there's got to be at least a million art glass blowers now,
dude.
And just
yeah,
being
crazy.
On like all three ends of the glass blowing scene, you know, having being a collector, then going in as a shop owner, like it really just gave me just like an appreciation level of how we have to still keep that such a like. Focus thing. I like to call it the Boro Trinity. It's where it's a artist, shop, collector.
Yeah.
And we still have to keep that very true.
In order to
like,
build the economy,
yeah. Because
yeah.
that's how artists today can do those single.
Yeah,
because
like I know I could make obviously more money if
right?
I sold direct. If I just hired a couple people and built a platform to sell just direct, but it's more about like I want the glass to be like spread around. I want there to be other ways for other people to make money. Because in order for our industry to grow, other people need to be making money and like building economy. So I want to like, you know, I feel like the RBR maybe someday will be remembered as one of those pieces that kind of helped the glass economy for a little bit,
dude,
or something.
For sure.
Who knows?
I like to think of for sure something like that.
So
it's just going to be like a pillar.
Yeah,
a pillar piece, dude.
Maybe. Like, I honestly just want it to be like a staple, like Toro
exactly.
or Roar.
It's just like something that I feel like are going to remember.
Almost
dude,
like a Nike symbol or something. Like even if you don't like it, you still know like what it is. Like I want it to be noticeable. I want people to know, but I think people are starting to learn about the RBR and know about it. So I think we should finish this up with one last dab, Vince. I think, are you down for a Titan dab? Or
dude, I got to hit that at least once, yes.
Okay. I think you should finish up with a Titan dab. I'm going to take, let's see here. Fuck, The weed. I don't even know. I'm like, scared of that Titan.
He's like the weed.
Yeah.
The weed.
I know it's annoying that I say that, but
No, I call it weed. I call it all types of stuff.
But that's just what it is, you know. That's my personality. All right.
So how do you hit this guy?
Oh boy. Let's talk about it. So I would say that the best way to hit it is to get your whole dab in the nail, cap it, and then you're going to want to pull on it, like, with just, like, not, don't go, like, you kind of want to, like, do, like, a consistent, like, strong, like, lift the water until it's, like, right about, like, mid here, but, like, don't take your time, like, just lift it with a strong pull, and then once it, like, really starts climbing, you can start pulling harder, then it opens up, okay. And then it becomes less drag. But did you sign the release form to smoke this yet?
I believe that's the first thing I was handed
okay,
to you.
Good. We always have to make sure people sign the release form for this. Yep. 3 collapsed lungs. Woo. So far. So, just kidding. No. But it is a pain in the ass to smoke. And anyone that actually can smoke it, I'm proud of, because it takes a lot of effort. Now, what I think we're going to do, Vince, is I'm going to throw the nail in it. What I did is I stood on the stool. Okay. But, you know.
Yeah, my shorts. You're going to see my legs.
I know. Nice. Dude, this is perfect. This is the content.
Hey, this is going to go on my OnlyFans. This is going to, you know what I'm saying? This might cost a little bit more.
All right, dude. I'm going to
see. There's a lot of content right there.
All right, bro. So let's do a cold start with this, but we got to get you loaded up with some terps
first. Let me just,
feel
it out real quick.
Oh, yeah. Take some pulls on it. Take some dry pulls. Check it out. Oh, dude. You got to work harder than that, bro. You can hold on.
I see that. Whoa.
Dude, you see the hits I was taking out of it? That's... You gotta.
And then spin it to the side.
Oh, spin his toes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
See how hard this is to smoke? It's exciting. This is why I'll probably never sell them unless someone signs a form saying, I know that this will be a pain in the ass to smoke.
This is a tricky one to smoke a dab, but I feel like this is a bomb, dude.
Do you think you could take a dab or a flower?
Because I could charge it better. Because if I can charge the bowl up and then when I'm ready to release, I can just. But let's just do a dab. Because I don't have. I don't think you have a bowl that will fit. Ready to go.
14 mil. 14? No. Is yours a 10?
Mine's
18.
Big boy.
Yeah. I'll take the first dab if you want. They can see my legs first. Want me a demo?
Are you ready to dab? Then you're good from the bong hit.
Yeah.
All right, you go first then.
I'll demo it, bro. My legs are looking so white. This is great.
That's what I'm saying. They got the view today. Dang.
Yeah, dude. All right. So, let's see here. What are we going to dab? Let's get more into more of that oranges, because it's honestly not as stony as that fucking flow.
Yeah, next time, our next sesh, I'm bringing a 14 mil slide for this baby.
Let's do it. I cleaned this in the bathtub yesterday.
I was say, how is cleaning this baby? Oh my lord. God, you gotta use a shower head just to clean this?
I was like swinging it through the air to like shake the alcohol through it. It was insane. I hit it on stuff a bunch of times. I was quality testing. I was like, quality.
Ryan's like, this is a good bomb.
Dude.
/ Warhammer if needed.
Bro, I'm so excited to fucking start. Like, I get to go work out again in the beginning of July.
Oh, you get gyms are opening back up?
My gym for privates.
Nice, that's
so
good.
So I need to lose fucking 20 pounds. Because, dude, I've been eating so many Pop-Tarts. I don't even know what's happening.
Damn, the boys on the tarts.
Dude. We're trying to get sponsored by Pop-Tarts right now.
We get my dab ready.
That'd be tight. We get that Bear Mountain flavor. It's the same flavor as Elvis. It's a banana, honey, peanut butter. Just kidding. I don't know if that's what Elvis. Does anyone know? Mark knows. Thank you. Mark knows. I feel like Mark knows trivia.
He's got us. Got our back so we don't sound totally
honestly,
silly.
That's like Mark's one of those people I wish I just always had next to me. So I was like, what's this mean? And he would just be like, oh, it means this.
I got you.
I'm like, oh. All right. Perfect. I'm a high school dropout that makes bomb. Oh, it doesn't fit that.
This one.
Dude, I'm scared. Are you?
So you preload it. You get everything ready.
You have to preload it. It's just a mess.
I got my dab ready.
Give me a half a little turn this way, so it's sideways. A
little bit more. It's probably her best angle. Fully sideways, she's not as pretty, I feel like. You know, like this side, it's my better side.
I got this side, you know, and then I got this side. It's like,
All right, torch is right up here. Okay, the fear. I got it. It's in me. Oh, my body.
Yep, the spin.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to figure out where I want to be, you know. Okay. Okay, the hash is in there.
So did I even pack the hash?
Dude, this is like, this is definitely a, we need a better, we should probably be using that stool with the mic next time. It's like an actual stool for safety.
Looks like you just ripped it, looks like. Alright, I'm just gonna rip it like that. Looks like you just shredded it.
Shred the door. Shred the door. Turp drool.
Mmm. Tasty.
Dismount.
Damn, proper.
Thick boy landing.
I'm ready.
Oh, my body.
Well, I was here when you guys made this. And I literally have been wanting to smoke this since that day because you made it and you like kilned it all crazy with like half of it sticking out the kiln.
But yeah.
And then, yeah, this is the last time I got to see it since then. So I can't wait to rage this.
Don't overthink it. Believe in yourself.
Thank
you. And be careful. Those are the key things I'd say when smoking a Titan RBR.
This like brings me back to like 2009 right now. Smoking the fucking 6-foot graphics bongs.
Yeah. I will stand here for your safety. We gotta get you loaded up though. So get comfy up there first. Oh, you're getting it loaded up?
Yeah, got the dropper. Drop the hash ball in there.
Okay.
Hash ball is dropped.
Alright, there's the cap. Would you like me to heat it for you? Or
yeah, you can go ahead and do the whole shebang.
Get comfy.
Rip this thing.
And just give it a minute. We're gonna just let it milk up. This nail's like. Takes, I feel like, a little longer here, but it was just hot, so I guess it's going quicker. There we go. We're hot enough. Believe in yourself, Vince. Work for it. You gotta work harder, Vince. Everyone, I hope you understand how hard this is. I really believe in myself when I'm smoking it, even though I'm not good at smoking weed. And now Vince is going to be really dizzy after this, but it's not from THC content. It's actually lack of oxygen.
To the brain.
To the brain. So that's one of the things with this. You could sell this at a head shop and no one even needs to smoke it. Just put enough water in it, have everyone pull on it really hard 5 times, and they're high as shit. Lack of oxygen.
That's marketing right there, bro.
There you go, bro. You don't even need weed. Just pull on that Titan. That water high.
Thank you for letting me rip that one, dude. This thing is just too sick.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. Damn, dude, we fucking did a long one today, bro. We're just at about 90 minutes.
Hey, well, again, thank you so much for having me, and I'm really stoked for more episodes, dude, because, like I said, we crushed 90 minutes. We only talked about a couple things, dude. We got so much to talk about.
Dude, I told you, were you a little bit, like thinking, like, oh, man, I hope I have enough to talk about this?
At first, before we started, I had, like, a little bit of a butterfly, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, dude, it literally was just chilling, dude.
Well, I hope I was a good... interviewer or host or friend during this.
Bro, as my first time experience of doing anything like this, I thought it was freaking phenomenal.
Wait till episode,
dude.
Like 100. We're going to be fucking...
It's going to be next level.
We're going to be buttery. We're going to have TVs with clips we're going to be pulling up.
Ooh.
We're going to be talking about glass deeper. All types of glass.
I'm digging.
We're going to do all the weeds. There's another one. And then...
Bing.
Yep, exactly. And awesome, dude. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. And guys, don't forget about the Hedy Hawaii drop. Check out our website for any merch, www.bmsglass.com. We'll have that down in the bio. We got mood mats dropping this week coming up, so watch for those. These are the new mood mats that match the new shirt apparel that's going to be landing that anyone that pre-ordered. And this is awesome, guys. I'm going to keep doing these guest ones as much as possible and those solos because I like those ones as well. This is the What's Up Everybody podcast. Thank you so much, Vince. And do you want to actually, Vince, can you plug your Instagram and stuff?
Well, thank you again for having me. And again, Vincent Martinez is actually my name and who I am. But here on Instagram and on all social media, you can just find me at PopDGlassArt. So thank you again for having me, dude. And I'm so stoked for the future. Like, this was literally so much fun and so needed, dude. Like, now I'm going to go into the studio and just crush.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hopefully you got that motivation going.
Seriously.
All right, guys. Hope you have an awesome weekend and a great week. And thank you so much, everybody.
Later, guys.
Later.